This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Landslides kill two people in Gorkha and two in Dharjilling district. Water level in Kosi River rises up, 30 doors opened. One-way traffic resumed along Narayanganj-Mughling Road section and lightning triggers over 130 wildfires in Canada. Now the news in detail. The government of Nepal and the Chinese pharmaceutical company Sinopharm have agreed to bring in 3 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine starting from 8th of July. The national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation has been entrusted with the responsibility to bring the vaccines to Nepal. Nepal Airlines Corporation General Manager Deem Prakash Paudel said preparations were underway to fly to China to import the vaccines. Paudel informed that Nepal Airlines Corporation wide-body aircraft would fly to China on 8th of July to bring the first shipment of the vaccine. Two members of the same family have died when a landslide buried their house in Gorkha. Police said the deceased have been identified as Raman Pandey and his wife Nanda Kumari Pandey. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Gorkha Prakash Dahal, the bodies of the two were recovered from the landslide. Likewise, two people have died when two trucks were buried in a landslide triggered by heavy rainfall. The incident took place in Benighat, Rorangpura municipality along the Prithvi Highway. According to Area Police Office Gajuri, the deceased have been identified as Birbal Chepang of Rapti Municipality 6, Chitwan, and Indian resident Soni Devi. They were in separate trucks when the incident took place. SP at the District Police Office Dharjilling, Mahendra Kharka, said Chepang died in the truck itself, while Soni died during treatment at Gandaki Hospital in Pokhara. The water level in the Kosi River continues to rise following the incessant rainfall since some days. The highest water level so far this year was recorded this morning. The measurement taken at 9 a.m. today showed that the water flow in the Kosi barrage is 231,515 cu6. 30 out of 56 doors of the barrage have been opened in view of the rising water flow in the river. Red lamp has been lit at the barrage as an indication of a danger sign considering the rise in water level. The Narayanganj-Mughling Road section, which was blocked by landslides following incessant rainfall, has resumed partially. According to District Police Office, the route was hit by landslips at multiple locations and it was readied for the one-way operation from 9 a.m. today with the clearance of landslide dispositions. The office said it would take time to fully restore the road. The flood fed Mamdi Rivulet following through Rosi Rural Municipality 12 caused a disruption of the road traffic along the BP Highway. Incessant rain since Friday triggered the flood in the Rivulet and mud slide from above the road which blocked the highway. Rosi Rural Municipality Chairperson Dal Bahadur Lama said the vehicular movements from Kathmandu to Ramechhap, Sindhuli and Eastern Tarai and vice versa have been disrupted with the pile up of debris on the road. He said a vehicle stuck in the debris was taken out and efforts are underway to resume the vehicular traffic along the highway. The Janakpur sub-metropolis has been inundated following the incessant rainfall. The poor sewage system has made the situation worse. Bhanu Chowk, Kadam Chowk, Ramananda Chowk, government offices area and the province hospital area have come underwater. Similarly, the post office, forest directorate, family planning association, inland revenue office and the Rashtriya Samachar Samiti's office buildings have been waterlogged. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, there is possibility of heavy rain with thunder and lightning in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province today. The division said there are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 2 and Bagmati Province. Likewise, light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumini Province and a few places of Karnali Province and Sudarpasim Province. The division said there are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2 and Gandaki Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. UN officials say recent fighting in the Tigray region of Ethiopia has resulted in a famine that is now affecting more than 400,000 people. In its first public meeting on the crisis, members of the UN Security Council warned that as many as 33,000 children were severely malnourished. Officials say that a further 1.8 million people were on the brink of famine as a result of the 8-month conflict. The Ethiopian government, which has been fighting regional forces in Tigray, declared a unilateral ceasefire on Monday. The fighting between the Tigray People's Liberation Front and government forces has already left thousands of people dead and more than 2 million people have been displaced. More than 130 wildfires fueled by lightning strikes are burning across western Canada following a record-breaking heat wave. Canada's federal government said it would send military aircraft to assist emergency services in British Columbia battling to control the fires. Earlier this week, people had to flee the village of Lytton in the province. Lytton, which recorded Canada's highest ever temperature of 49.6 degrees Celsius on Tuesday, was later destroyed by fire. The blaze in the village, which is home to some 250 people and located about 260 kilometers northeast of Vancouver, forced many residents to leave without their belongings on Wednesday evening. About 200 U.S. businesses have been hit by a colossal ransomware attack, according to a cybersecurity firm. Huntress Labs said the hack targeted Florida-based IT company Kaseya before spreading through corporate networks that use its software. Kaseya said in a statement on its own website that it was investigating a potential attack. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency, a federal agency, said in a statement that it was taking action to address the attack. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Landslides kill two people in Gorkha and two in Dhading district. Water level in Kosi River rises up, 30 doors opened. One-way traffic resumed along Naringad-Mungling road section and lightning triggers over 130 wildfires in Canada. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.